I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Councilmember Darius Pridgen is joining us on the WBEN Live Line. Councilman, you introduced something today called Operation Slumlord. What is it?
You know, Operation Slumlord will involve, is for the Ellicott District, number one. Number two, it will involve the citizens of the Ellicott District in that I am asking them to identify what they feel are derelict properties owned by slumlords. There's just no other way to put it. And I'm talking about properties in which the city has given property owners chances, has, you know, tried to work with people, and at the end of the day, they've left some of these properties in deplorable conditions. And we will evaluate each of the submissions with the Department of Inspections, with the housing court to see if they're in housing court, and at the end of the day, looking to see if they own multiple properties. And by the end of the summer, we will do what is allowed by law, and that is to put a very big sign in front of the derelict properties that would give residents around it the name of the owner of the property and their current address that is on file with the city. And the reason for doing this and the reason the law allows it is because when these slumlords come into neighborhoods, you know, they make their money. And then oftentimes they'll just abandon properties. And I don't care whether it's commercial or whether it is residential. At the end of the day, they have a responsibility to keep up those properties. And if they don't keep up those properties, the people who live, work, and play around those properties have every right to know who's not taking care of those properties.
So by putting the name and the address right at the front of these properties, is it essentially shaming them, or is it giving those people an avenue to do something?
So for me, the number one reason for doing it is to empower the people who live in those areas so that they can contact whoever it is. You know, everybody doesn't have a computer. Everybody doesn't know how to get on the city website and find out where a person lives or who owns the property. But there is an ordinance that allows us to advertise that right in front of that property in the right of way, in the city's right of way. And so if they feel ashamed, that's a motion that they have to own. That what they should have felt ashamed about is about not cutting the grass. What they should have felt ashamed about is broken windows or properties left without roofs. That's what they should have been ashamed about. And if they weren't ashamed of that, then they daggone well shouldn't be ashamed of a sign outside of their house with their name and address. Because I can promise you, the majority of slumlords, when we put those addresses up, they don't live in houses like they have left in these blighted communities.
Now, these addresses that would be listed on the front, would that be their actual address, or are there instances where they put down addresses that either don't exist or they just don't live there?
Well, we think that they would be their actual addresses because they have to receive their tax bills somewhere. And will there be some where they moved and not informed the city? Very well, could be. But we're going to do our due diligence and try our best to get an accurate address. However, I believe by the ordinance, it has to be on the address that is on file with the city of Buffalo.
Was it one instance before? Now you're aiming for 10? Just trying to get an idea.
So we have done this twice already. I was doing it once a year for the last couple of years, finding one property. And it was very effective. And so we decided, instead of doing one, because it was effective, one that we did has now been demolished. And is on its way, the lot is on its way to sell, and new property is supposed to be built there. Second one we did, the gentleman has now sold the property at auction. He did some work, but it just wasn't adequate. And so we just believe by sending out a message in the Ellicott District that if you're going to be a slumlord, you're going to be exposed. So it's better for you either to, number one, fix the property, or number two, get rid of the property. And if not, then I'll give you number three, and that is to make sure that you are connected with your neighbors by them knowing your name and your current address.
What kind of punishments do these slumlords face?
You know, the punishment really depends on the courts. Once it goes over to housing court, what the judge would give them. One of the property owners in Ellicott District that is derelict, the city requested jail time the last time, and I was there in court to request Judge Carney to put him in jail because this landlord has more than one, two, three properties that are all vacant, has had them for years, and has failed to do any significant amount of work to any of the properties. So it can be up to jail.
Anything else you want to get out on this?
Nope.
Where does it go from here? Is it just in legislation?
So, no, it was approved by the council today, and I really just asked my council members for support because the law is already there. I didn't have to send it through council, but I wanted the support and to send a strong statement to landowners in the Ellicott District that if we welcome landowners, we welcome good landowners, and we even work with people when they hit a rough patch. But those who just simply buy and abandon land in this city and leave that blight and then go to their home wherever they live, it won't be tolerated.
Any specific area you think? Right off the top of your head.
No, any area. I don't care where it's at. I don't care if it's in downtown Buffalo or if it is on the west side or the east side, as long as it's in the boundaries of the Ellicott District.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.